Hundreds of farmers, their advocates, as well as industry experts recently packed into UW-Madison's Union Theater for a public hearing sponsored by the Justice Department and the Department of Agriculture. They testified before a panel of state and federal agents. Many independent dairy farmers called for a nationwide crackdown on the consolidation of their industry, which they say is putting them out of business.
The milk price is too low.
That's Jim Goodman. He's an independent organic farmer from Wanawak in southwestern Wisconsin, where his family runs a 45-cow farm his great-grandfather bought back in 1848. But he's thought about giving it up because more than 80% of milk produced in this country is marketed under the umbrella of 150 co-ops.
Why are you going to continue to farm if you can't make a living doing it? If somebody told a lawyer, well, I'm only going to pay you $2 an hour for your work, they'd probably say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do it for that. Many farmers don't have that option.
Goodman says increasingly big co-ops shouldn't forget their roots when competing against big dairy processors.
Cooperatives need to look back to the principles of cooperatives. Fair treatment of all members, cooperation among cooperatives. I think they need to work together to say, we're not going to drag ourselves down in the gutter like you. We're not going to put profit on top of the heap, because farmers are people, their lives have value, and so do consumers, and that's who we need to look out for.
But cooperative supporters say in bargaining with burgeoning processors and retailers, co-ops represent the last vestige of hope. Peter Kappelman and his family milk 440 cows in Manitowoc County on land purchased by his great-grandfather. Kappelman also chairs the Land O'Lakes Board, whose dairy business typically brings in $4 billion in sales each year.
When I get asked about co-ops being big, I wonder about who gets to decide what big is, or too big, or big enough. And I wonder about what you might use for criteria. But what I think that what really matters to farmers is whether their cooperative is effective, truly valuable to them in a business world where farmers seem to continue to lose margin in the value chain of food production.
Hilde Staffy is program director of the nonprofit group FarmAid. Standing outside the theater in Madison, she had a theatrical way to support independent farmers who've seen the checks they receive for milk cut nearly in half from 2 years ago.
We're out here today in cow suits to stand up for family farmers and to raise awareness about the injustices in the dairy markets these days. We're protesting a broken pricing system that doesn't work for farmers or consumers.
The USDA has reported dairy market sales plummeted 30% last year. Staffy says that's because the price of milk and how it's set has no relationship to supply or demand or the cost of production.
This is much more than just about milk. It's about food security. It's about our rural economies, our communities. It's about preserving land. This issue, which might seem far removed, is actually intricately tied to, you know, our American values, the ethics of our country, the foundation of our country, and the quality of life that we enjoy here.
Small, independent farmers and their advocates recognize these public hearings as an unprecedented first step, but say they won't rest until the federal government bails them out instead of big banks and automakers. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.